The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The last time he was here, Satan shut down the broadcast, but we don't give in. Clint from Mystery Store is in the house. Also, the blame game. We might have missed one from the garden, believe it or not. And the Bible two-step, the real dance.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, we're actually on the air this time. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot. Just a lot more. A ton more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I got a trivia question. Let's see if anybody's kind of like going to get into it. But we ask you not to use like Google to look it up. You got to look it up in your Bible. That's only fair. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I've proved that for 7 months. And I'm going to prove it for another 17 months. It's just not pro radio. It's just radio. It's like television with no picture. That's kind of what it's like. All right, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. In the studio, live on the air, and I don't see any fireworks.
Yeah, it all looks good right now.
It looks good right now. Before we bring in Clint from Mr. Restore, before we do that.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Nothing but high class here.
Absolutely.
I just want you to know that. Today, for those that do not know, holiday-wise, it is one of the lamest holidays I've ever heard of. Now, we always try and come up, try and find holidays that have some real relevance to make you smile. This one will not make you smile. It'll make you shake your head. It's American Touch Tag Day, which I've never heard. I've heard of tag, but it's called touch tag. Was there like a punch tag that I don't know about? Or, I mean, was that where they're going with that?
Maybe. Okay. Like, I'm unaware of the history of tag.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's pretty much I got. Although, that was really just all I ever understood. It was a very inexpensive game, and that's what we played in Detroit because we had a blacktop for our field.
Sure.
So, you know, you're it. Oh, I'm sorry. I pushed down the ground. All right. So Clint is here, and Clint is the owner, president, creator. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurial dude who created Mr. Restore. And I want to make sure you understand, it's MrRestore.com. That's their website. So you can't, if you miss this, I can't help you. It's MR for Mr. It's like Mr. And then Restore. Mr. Restore.com. Okay, you got that? All right. Their number, by the way, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, David. It's good to be back or to be here for the first time. We're not really sure how far we got the first time, are we?
No, we don't know.
Yeah. Just suddenly we were no longer, we're just chatting with each other.
Yeah.
And no one else knows how great we were doing and laughing and giggling and
telling
us. Yeah,
it was good fellowship, no matter what.
Great. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. First, we're going to talk a little bit about the business. Then we'll talk about you and give people, we're also going to do trivia and a few different things just to have a good time. So we're hoping that you enjoy it. And if not, then we have a little shock court over there that we can help you with. Talk to me about Mr. Restore. What is Mr. Restore?
Yeah, so Mr. Restore is a full-service fire, water, and storm restoration company. So that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. The marketplace really is delineated into several different components. So Mr. Restore is a company that does what we call mitigation. And mitigation is the process of you wake up in the morning and your water heater in the attic of your two-story house has let go, and suddenly there's water running down the ceiling and the stairs and through the kitchen light and all that sort of thing. We can come in and extract that water and evaluate the damage and start the process of drying and cleaning up and fixing whatever's associated with that on the mitigation side. We can also do the reconstruction side, meaning we can repair the drywall damage, the cabinet damage, the trim work, whatever has been associated with that, and fix that all up and get it back to a like new, better than it was before type environment. So that's one. Those are two parts of it. Beyond that, you also can step into content restoration, textile restoration, electronics restoration. So in an environment where somebody's had a structure fire and they're clothing and bedding and drapes and all of that is covered in soot and smell, then we can address that as well. So there are a lot of companies that break all those pieces out. Somebody does just textiles, somebody does just the mitigation, somebody does just reconstruction. But we wanted to be full service. We wanted to be able to provide that level of service to our clients and not have to have somebody jump and go to another market and do something else with somebody else and change hands and that sort of thing as much as we possibly could. So we said, hey, we're going to go full service and see how that pans out and how that works for us and try to, you know, be a resource.
So you're like a one-stop, one place to go to get all that taken care of.
Yeah. Post-catastrophe, that's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. So we are focused solely on restoration-type environments. So we have calls occasionally where somebody says, hey, I was looking to see about remodeling my kitchen. And my statement to them often is, have you set it on fire yet? Because we just don't do the remodel thing. And that seems strange to people, right? Because, right. You know, a lot of people go, well, isn't it the same process? And it at some level it is, but it's very different on the front end. And so when we do the front end of the restoration space, we're dealing with the insurance company and the mortgage company and the carriers and all the stuff in order to get it where it needs to be to start the process of putting it back together. And it's completely different than if you said, hey, I want to remodel my kitchen, and you plan this budget out and you kind of make these selections and you go look for what you want to do and you be able to start this process. Our environment is you woke up this morning and your kitchen was on fire.
Gotcha.
And you didn't have a chance to plan all that out. And it just kind of functions a little differently. So we do things a little differently that way.
So in the beginning part of that, is that really a financial deterrent? Like, is that what that distinction is? Because when people are doing remodeling, I mean, they're just, Lord, they're trying to get equity loans or, I mean, it's a kind of a different program altogether.
It's more about staying home, staying in my wheelhouse and doing what I know and what I understand.
Gotcha.
Than anything.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's also this environment where as Mr. Restore, I want to compete for business on quality of service and not compete on price. And at a lot of level, restoration space does a little bit of that. A lot of our competitors do a little bit of that. But a lot of the remodel work is all price-based.
Gotcha.
And we want to be able to go, look, I'm providing a level of service. So in an environment where there's an insurance claim, you don't really want me competing on price. You're like, hey, I had this water loss. I had this fire. I want my house to be put back together the best possible way it can. And I want to make sure that my insurance company makes me whole and takes care of all of that.
All right.
Well, if you're asking me to be the cheapest guy and compete on price, I can't do both of those. I can't fight to make the insurance company pay for everything they're supposed to be paying for and provide you the top level of service that I can and be the cheapest guy.
Right.
So we just made that decision. Hey, this is the direction we're going to go, and we're going to compete on quality of service and not compete on price and provide just restoration space. Stay home.
Good. That's good. Yeah. So you went quality. I mean, that's just in a nutshell.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about clothing. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but you said that, and we're talking about it, and it's like, clothing? What happens in clothing? I didn't even think if somebody has smoke damage. Like, when we were in California, there were some big fires in Carlsbad. We had to be relocated.
Sure.
Because during that. Now, in our situation, it didn't consume the area, but it was in the surrounding area. Mm-hmm. It did get consumed, mm-hmm. and people did. And I didn't even think about that. They would lose their clothing. They would lose, you know, almost everything.
Yeah.
Well, some people actually did lose everything.
And depending on, like, the majority of structure fires don't actually consume the entire structure, right? A good portion may get burned, but in those cases, a lot of the contents get some level of damage associated with them
Got
from
it.
The soot and odor. And so we go in and address all of that to try to get it to its pre-loss condition. That's the goal.
Right.
You know, try to navigate that as best as possible.
Yep. That makes total sense. So when you are dealing with this, are you also dealing with, and I know this is a ridiculous question, but you're talking about fire damage, but are you also dealing with wind damage? You're also dealing with flood damage? Is it all of those that you deal with? How does that work? I mean, because I know fire.
Yeah.
And I can kind of understand flood, although I don't have a waterbed anymore. But I mean, I understand. Yes, sure. I used to have one.
Sure.
Me too.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, we'll just discuss that some other time. But is it all the things, any and all natural occurrence kind of mentality?
Sort of. So for us, it's an environment where there's damage on the interior or inside the building envelope, right? So in Texas, there's a lot of hailstorms.
Right.
And if a hailstorm actually, like we had one in Wiley a few years ago that actually put holes all the way through the roof, deck, through the attic, into the living environment. And then it rained a little bit, and so it made the environment wet. If it's just a hailstorm and it damages your shingles, that's really not my wheelhouse either.
Right.
There are plenty of roofers out there that are willing to, you know, jump through hoops to get you new shingles and whatever they're going to do in that environment. My wheelhouse is an interior envelope that needs some work done to it.
And yeah.
We kind of go that direction.
So you're at the inner.
That's
inner.
Right. Inside.
Okay. All right.
Inside.
See, but that's good, especially from a Christian principle, because the Lord's working on the inside. He might have cleansed us. You know, we're justified. We're in that position. We're being sanctified. That's the inner work going on right now.
Like, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to reflect Jesus one way or another. I'm going to use this 2x4.
Yeah.
Which I think is, you know, that's when my head's square.
Yeah.
All right. So what I want to do, because we've got time, and I'm hoping you're not getting called away or anything. I want people to get a chance to hear about your testimony. You know, just talk about some of the things the Lord is doing in your life.
Sure.
And then what we talked about it last time, but we didn't get to talk about it yet, is how you got into this. So I want to kind of go back over that because it's a great story.
Sure.
And when we were talking, I was like, wow, that's really fascinating. But nobody could hear it because we weren't on the air.
Well, okay. We can certainly do that.
Yeah. Right? So, and I do want to let people know, for people that might not be aware, that Clint and his company, Mr. Restore, has been a sponsor of the show. So when you have that opportunity, and I know there's many of you and you've reached out to me, you listen to the show and you're like, oh, that was really good. That really blessed me. Or, oh, that was really dumb. I really want to challenge you on that. I get that too. And then, it was great that those people were able to, you know, go from point A to point B. Most of that material, most of that stuff is provided by the sponsors giving me the ability to study, to spend time with the Lord. I mean, my devotions is like, you know, almost like 2 hours a day. It's like, that's what enables me to do that, is their support. We cannot forget our commitment to them and making sure that we stand by them and utilize their services, okay? So that's why it's MrRestore.com. Is that a good plug? That's a good plug.
That's a good plug.
All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
what is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say in the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second second commercial whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own commercial whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well. Get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You're always welcome to send an email and to tell me what you think. And some of them have been a real blessing. I really mean that. Some people have written and said some of really cool things. Kind of gives you sometimes strength to keep pushing through. It's like, that's awesome. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I think there's 3 videos up there, plus a sound clip, plus you have access to, there's 2,400 hours of podcasts. So if there's anything you're thinking material-wise, we've probably covered it to some degree as best we can. Also, Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media. I did put something up there more recently, so that is available for you. So we're going to have Clint share. I'm going to have him talking in a second about some of the things the Lord's doing in his life. But when we talked last time, Clint was just sharing how he got into the restoration business, how he even went down that road. And it actually was birthed out of more of a troublesome time that he was trying to recover from. And it's like, if you think about that, folks, that's what the Lord does. That's how things happen that you just don't anticipate. When it says all things work together for good, it's not like a joke. It's not a fortune cookie. It's not some cool little saying that we all came up with. And it's not footprints. Okay, I know footprints is cool. But that's not what it is. It's all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. There is a plan here that is in function. And if you're not sure if there's a plan, look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, which tells us that everything takes place according to God's purpose based on his plan. So that means that he had a plan. See, that's a big issue right there. So, again, keep in mind, Mr. Restore, MrRestore.com is the website. You can also link through David Spoon Media as well. Talk to me about what happened that brought you into restoration biz.
Yeah, so like into where I'm at now is kind of a long story, but it's one of those things where you say, like, sometimes you go through some things, and experientially we know because of this and the stuff we're going to talk about that God placed us here for a very specific reason. And you know, if I had my choice, I would ask him to do it slightly differently than what he took me through. But you know, obviously he brought me here and things are good and life is great and wonderful. But I grew up in the plumbing, heating, air conditioning space. So my grandfather started a plumbing company. As I was coming through high school, my grandfather, my father split that company into 2 different divisions, an HVAC and a plumbing division. So I grew up understanding both water movement inside structures and air movement inside structures. And that led to me going, hey, I would like to investigate some things that are a little more relevant right now. Sick building syndrome was a big thing, building related illness, and suddenly black mold was a big deal in the early 90s, right? And so I started understanding how to navigate inspecting and investigating and providing remediation plans to companies, very similar to what Mr. Restore is, to say, hey, if you run into an issue, I can help delineate the process to get it back to what it's supposed to be. And so we ran through some of that. I became one of the first mold inspectors recognized by the Texas Department of Health in the early 90s. And then the mold world became this big kind of sensational, money hungry kind of environment. Mm. And I didn't want to be in that very much any longer. So I left being in the restoration space, providing remediation plans in early 2000, 2001, maybe. And so started kind of playing around in some other stuff. I wanted to find something else that I could do and played around in some environments that were good and some that I just didn't really feel fulfilled in. Wound up with a friend of mine from high school moving into the Dallas market and was going to do some rehab on some properties because I understood construction. I could, you know, I could make some houses, flip some houses and do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so did a little bit of that in 2008, wound up, you know, getting my teeth kicked in by the, you know, the economy at the time and lost quite a bit and was in a bind and wound up going, okay, I'm in trouble here. At one point we had, my wife and I had, and we had a young son. So that would have been, you know, probably August, September, 2008.
Yeah.
And I had like a 4-month-old, 5-month-old son.
Wow.
And we had $100 left. I had an asset. I still had a duplex that I had built in Canyon, Texas, where I went to college. And so had that, that was for sale, and it wound up closing at a very good time. Like that's where God's like, hey, things worked out. But well, let me back up even, because one of the things that I knew God had moved us to the Metroplex for a reason was my wife was a volleyball coach, and she helped coach high school volleyball. And I was commuting back and forth working on flipping these houses. And so in 2003 or 2004, I don't remember the exact year, she went to a volleyball camp at one of the high schools in Amarillo where we lived at the time and found out that one of her very good friends had taken the head volleyball coaching job at Flower Mound High School on a Sunday. On Monday, she was here interviewing. On Tuesday, she started work.
Wow.
At Flower Mound High School.
That's amazing.
As the assistant and the JV volleyball coach. And so that's one of those things where it's like, okay, God, apparently we're moving completely to Dallas.
Yeah.
I was unaware that was going to happen, but okay, we did that, right? So then we got in a position where we ran through some of these other times where things kind of got bad. And at the last minute, like one of the things you're talking about, like, okay, God, like something. And this is going to come off kind of strange and sound a little weird because of what happened. But in 2008, after I had lost my tail regarding financially in the real estate market and stuff that I was messing with and created all kinds of problems, there was a Hurricane Ike that hit Galveston. And I had a skill set that I knew how to effectuate change and help people. And I could actually have insurance companies pay me to help people get their lives back together. And I knew how to do that. And so in 2008, we jumped into Hurricane Ike, and my current business partner who lives in Amarillo had a bunch of equipment for the restoration space. I knew how to do it. And I was like, look, this is something that's not contingent upon the economy, and let's go after it. And so we went to Galveston and made a little bit of money on some stuff, and that started Mr. Restore. And wasn't long after that where originally we were like, okay, well, let's start really attacking the Amarillo market. That's where I'm from. That's where he lives. We can, there's a lot of connections. We can start building that market. And God was very gracious to us in Dallas, where I had been here for, you know, 7-8 years at that point. And some things started going really pretty well. And we had several claims that came in because of connections that we had done. And so we had made connections with people, and then we had a pretty good apartment fire that had come through and a pretty good water loss that had come through. And this market started growing, and it was very clear that God was going, this is what I want you doing. This is where I want you to be. And this is going to be the opportunity where I'm going to give you a chance to minister. And it's not, I tell my team all the time that this business is not my ministry. It's a business. At the same time, it affords me the opportunity to do ministry Excellent. As I see yeah. fit, because I get to minister to my team all the time and reach out to them and help them and provide for them. And the stories that could be told in all of that, it would be crazy, right? And people would be like, you do what? You hire who? You're dealing with what? But I believe in grace, right? So that's how we roll. And then secondarily to that, it provides financially for me to have the opportunity to be able to do other ministry type things. And so that's where all that goes, right? And so I know we're going to do another segment where we talk about what's going on right now. So I don't know where we're at
that's, it's so fascinating. And another reason that's fascinating, I mean, you just said something and it was just like ding, 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 500 bells went off. So you might not have had a chance to talk to or hear about Johnny Hill, who's the president of Men of God Moving. But he does the exact same thing. He hires people that would maybe not get hired.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's just the nicest way to put it.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, it's hardcore. Yeah. And that's it, the ministry. And it's just amazing. I'm sitting here talking to you. It's like, this is the second person. It's like, wow, what's going on around here? But see, that's important because what you said is you're doing a business. And the business is a business. But in the framework of the business, the Lord opens doors and opportunities.
That's right.
And that, if as long as you are presented before the Lord, as long as you're ready, or as long as you're, I don't even say ready, as long as you're willing.
Correct.
That would be the biggest key. It's amazing because my wife had just asked me, again, like a couple days ago, you know, what about a person in a position like this? I said, we were talking about it. It's like, it doesn't matter what position you're in. If you're willing, the Lord can use you wherever you are, no matter what.
Right.
And I mean, it just, it's one of those elements.
Right.
That's amazing.
And even with what we do provides us the opportunity to minister to people. Like we have clients that we can minister to them at the same time and we can help them and we can I can do my work for free if I have to. Right.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to all the time, but it means that if God says, hey, this is what I want you to do, I absolutely can.
That's excellent.
It's a great place to be.
I love it. It's a great. See, that's why I had you share. I just knew there's something going to come out of that. I mean, I know Johnny's going to. He's going to text me like in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I can't believe I heard that.
Let's talk to this guy.
Yeah, you guys got to get together for sure. I think what's fascinating is your recognition that times were tough, but that the Lord was still there. And it doesn't mean that you didn't complain or it doesn't mean you didn't have moments, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Because you know, as you read, I was reading the Psalms this morning and, you know, David said in between four Psalms, he goes, where are you?
Yeah.
it's like, where did you go?
Why have you gone away from me?
Where did you disappear to?
And there's definitely some moments of that, right, where you feel that way. The beautiful part of that is like just the way I was raised growing up in church, knowing how things are and experientially with God, knowing how he responds and acts and all that. I knew 100%, even those times where it's like, all right, why am I by myself? That I wasn't by myself.
Right.
And that's what makes it.
That's very
good.
Cool. That's
right?
Very cool.
So, and that's just led to a lot of things, man. Like there's some, I'm insanely fortunate to have the team that I have and the things that they can do. So I can come a lot of times and sit in here and talk to you for an hour and not have to worry about the phones ringing or worry about what's going on, because the staff that God has surrounded us with will be able to handle the things that are going on in the environment. And that frees me up for a lot of really cool things. Lot of really cool things.
All right. 877-631-7576. That's their phone number. 877-631-7576. Mr. Restore.com. I'm going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that. Because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. We do want to let you know if you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. So you got that. You got both things going on there, plus Facebook, plus YouTube. Plus, if you get on top of your roof and you go, "Hey, David," I probably won't hear you. Your neighbors probably will call the police and have you arrested, but it would be kind of funny. I did not tell you to do that. I simply suggested you consider it and then dismiss that suggestion. Let's see. I do want to. You gotta. Everything has to have a back.
Fair. Yeah, fair. Right.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. I do want to drop out a trivia question, give people an opportunity. It's not a complex one. But I'll let you think about it. If you can't answer, if you don't think you answer, it's not a problem. It's going to be a little more conscious thought. I was going to give you a super easy one, but I'm feeling less super easy right now. So the one that I'm going to give you is coming out of Galatians 6. And the question that I'm asking is, how, according to Galatians 6, do we fulfill the law of Christ? It's specifically in Galatians 6. It's in the first, it's in the chapter 6. There's not that many verses in the chapter. Mm-hmm. How it specifically tells people how to fulfill the law of Christ. I'm just asking you to peruse that. Think about that. See, it's not always make them easy. Sometimes you got to think that through and don't Google it. That's not cool. If you're going to do something, go to Galatians. If you're online, you go to Galatians. If you can't access that, call your wife or your husband or your brother or your sister and ask them. 972-445-0770. That's a toughie. 972-445-0770. So as most people are recognizing by today's show, Clint, who is the president of Mr. Restore, which for those that don't know, fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around the Dallas area. They have the advanced drying techniques. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They have thousands of happy customers. You know, that's a good testimony right there. If you have thousands of happy customers, you're doing something right. Get in touch with them. Go to MrRestore.com. Now, one of the things that I do, one of the things people have to get used to in Texas, sorry.
Okay.
Don't get mad at me. The Red Wings beat the Stars last yesterday. That's not my for the other day. It's not my fault. Okay. Well, I am from Detroit, but still not my fault. Here's the bottom line. We'll talk business, and then I love to talk spiritual, like just really focus in on. So I asked Clint just to share, as he's comfortable, things that the Lord's working on, things the Lord's doing in his life, you know, the journey that they're on. It's kind of an open format, but this is your brother in the Lord sharing with you, his brothers and sisters, what our Father is doing.
Yeah.
It's as simple as it can be.
Yeah.
So talk to me. What's going on?
I tell you, like, so I've been very fortunate. We talked a little bit about my team being able to take care of things on the home front, right? Taking care of the business so that I have the opportunity to go do other things. And So I've always been involved in like little ministry things that are taking place and in and around churches and trying to be helpful and trying to find that spot where the skill set that God's provided me with can be of value. And so there's a location in Dallas that was founded by a buddy of mine who's a former NFL linebacker. And he's done some amazing things ministry type environment. Like, so the location he started, it's a place called the Adaptive Training Foundation. And it's not it's a gym, but it's more mental focus and connection with gospel centered ministry than it is just a gym. And so what it is, it's a place that originally started by serving the disabled population, primarily combat injured veterans.
Wow.
So spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injuries, amputees, that sort of thing. And so my buddy David, strong believer, you know, every knee shall bow, tattooed on the top of both knees, and just a good solid guy, right? Pro football player, so intense, right? There's a lot of intensity. It's really kind of a gritty place. But through some connections with one of my staff who helps support the military first responder community in the Metroplex, we got connected with David, and that relationship hit off a few years ago. And I had the opportunity to be able to step into a role that helps run that organization so that I can help serve a population who was told clinically that there was really no hope for them, right? And through prayer and through exercise and through commitment and through hard work, we've been able to see those that are clinically quadriplegic stand up and walk around and move around at a rate that's just, it's unbelievable.
Incredible.
And amputees that you lose a limb, and a lot of times, like, people just want to disengage, right? They want to just kind of shut down and say, hey, this is not, like, I just kind of check out. And unfortunately, some of those that we've been around, some of those that are part of our life at Adaptive Training Foundation, have seen and experienced a lot of things that you and I don't want to see or experience, like especially the military guys.
Right.
And they've lost friends and they're in constant pain and there's some things going on. A lot of those guys wanted to take their own life. And David saw a need in some stuff that he experienced to be able to reach out and train. And that became a huge ministry opportunity. And it's very clear that it's a ministry opportunity, and it's very clear those people around are seeing the gospel at a level that's different than what you and I typically experience, right? So, man, God's placed me there, and it's not always fun. Like, there's some challenges there. He helped me, put me in a spot where I can use my skill set in terms of operating an organization to kind of help start streamlining some things and bringing some other staff in to kind of help take control of all of that and make it run the way it needs to run. It's just been a beautiful thing. It's a tough thing. It's been a beautiful thing, but that's where God has me right now.
How long have you been doing that? What's that time frame?
So I've been around them for about a year and a half, two years, I guess. I've been in a role as the interim COO since the start of this year. So in several hours a week, like God has freed some things up that has allowed me the opportunity to kind of step into that role. And that's just been a wonderful thing, right? And so that's one of the things, like, you know, you always ask me, what can people pray for us? And so for us, it's that we can serve well in that community in what we call the adaptive population. So we're calling them our adaptive athletes. And so we're reaching out and we're ministering to them and we're touching their lives and things are changing and the gospel is being seen. And like just the difference in terms with these people is unreal. And to see brightness in their eyes, to see life come back to them, is pretty amazing. So the thing to pray about, one, them, right? Uh-huh. One, the community. But two, I am currently trying to be under contract on a building on I-35 that would be the home for Mr. Restore for a couple of years. That would put me in a position where I can pay that thing off real quick, and then I could go do something else with Mr. Restore's office, but be able to donate a 15,000 square foot facility to Adapt Training Foundation for those guys to not have to pay rent anymore or lease a facility to do what they're doing. Here's the kicker. So we've been waiting for a little while on that. We've got a contract in. There was apparently somebody else that also put a contract in. And we're told yesterday they think they're going to go with the other offer. Okay. Well, that's a little bit of a strange kind of tweak, right? That they think they're going to go with the other offer. But here's what I know about God's people. God's people can pray. And
yes,
we can petition the creator of all things. And he can make changes to whatever actually winds up getting contracted, right? And so that's what I'm asking for, is for your listeners to go, hey, here's an opportunity that would be beneficial for our company, Mr. Restore, and then beneficial for the nonprofit Adaptive Training Foundation that we serve that would allow us to be able to do something for that population. And again, it all ties together. None of this is separate, right?
Right.
Everything is together.
Right.
And so that's the reason we're doing that. That's the reason I'm asking you and your listeners to pray about this particular thing for us. And let's see what God does. And if God says, no, that's not where I have for you, then oh, that's not what he has for us. Like there's something else that he has in store for us. But if it is, then let's ask him to move in the hearts of those that are on the other side of the contract and get it worked out for us.
Yeah, I think there's the people need to understand too that you know I happen to know this just because I've been for more than an hour and have engaged with thousands and thousands and thousands of believers. There's always a reservation. Well, I'm going to pray about this, but you know I don't know if it's going to happen. There's not a lot of faith I can offer. So that's exactly like the early church. Just so you can know, in Acts chapter 12, Peter was thrown into jail and was about to be executed. And as his execution was getting prepared, the church prayed for him. Then the Lord sent an angel, delivered him, brought him out of jail, opened up gates, by the way, without anybody touching them. Peter goes knocking on the door where everybody's been praying for him. And that's not Peter.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
We prayed about it.
But I mean... And this is the church, the core,
sure.
Core of the church, and they're praying about it. And guess what? The Lord delivered Peter from a situation that you just did not think would that happen. How's that going
to
happen?
Well, right? And to be fair to them, right, to be fair to those early believers that were praying, we have the ability to look back at what they did and kind of go, I can't believe you wouldn't do that. And then we do the same thing, right? Like I've done the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Where I'm like.
That just verifies you're a believer.
So crazy.
I mean, I love it. My favorite part about that story, which people don't catch, is that the Bible is very specific about Rhoda, the servant girl who comes out and she hears Peter. Then she goes back and she tells the disciples and they start arguing. And the Bible says, in the meantime, Peter keeps knocking. So if you can just think about the situation, he's still out there knocking while they're inside arguing. Well, he's trying not to get picked off. And it's just like, people, can we get a handle on this? That's like just a classic kind of thing.
Pretty funny.
So here's what we're asking. It's not complex. This isn't even business oriented. We're asking for the Adaptive Athletes Ministry. Is that the name of it?
Adaptive Training Foundation.
Adaptive Training Foundation. See, I should have wrote that down. Adaptive Training Foundation. We're asking that there can be a grace given where this group can get an advantage to get a building.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to say it. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name to help provide this building for the Adaptive Training Center. We ask you by your grace and by your generosity to do it. And I just need people in the audience to understand this isn't power a positive end. We're asking God to help.
That's right.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for God to help in the situation. Well, you did such a great job. I knew you were going to come in and do an excellent job. I just knew it.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, David.
It's great. The fellowship's great, and I love it. All right, so I did ask Clint to hang out. I got a really weird teaching coming up, just super bizarre. If you fall off of your chair and you're not in a chair, that'll tell you how bizarre it is. You're listening right now to the David Spoon Experience here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going to
help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
We happen to be people who are able to
you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, because my handle. There we go. So we've been hanging out with Clint and having a good time. Don't forget MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Any fire, water damage, anything you got going on. He's just going to hang out for this little bit of teaching. This is something I'm going to tell you that you're going to go, what? I hope. I do want to go back to the trivia question. I knew it was a hard question. And anytime I ask a hard question and somebody comes in, they rarely get it. But I just think you guys can come up with it. According to Galatians, how do we fulfill the law of Christ? I will tell you it's in Galatians chapter 6 within the first three verses. According to Galatians, how do we fulfill the law of Christ? That's a tough one off the top of your head. I can tell you that right now. If you can come up with it, you got about 5 minutes, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. So the other day, I'm in my prayer time in the Lord, and so my wife goes off to work kind of early sometimes. She'll leave. I mean, we go to bed at like 9:30. It's, you know, that, by the way, that number, that 9:30, it was 10.
Yeah.
And it was 9:45. Right. And then 9:30. Oh, I think we got a caller on the line. Do we have a caller? Is that what we got? And ring, ring, ring. Is that the bell? Hi, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Van.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. So do you know the answer for this question in Galatians?
If you have the opportunity, you give him a special to the household of faith.
Right, so say that again. Give it to me again. Or they say it a little slower and really go for pronunciation here. Say it again.
The opportunity always feels good, especially to the household of faith.
Now that is correct, but here's that's an excellent answer, by the way. Let me give you another one to go along with it. That's the bearing one another's burdens, right? Doing good to all men is one, and then bearing one another's burdens is also a way to fulfill the law of Christ. So when you hear what Clint is sharing on the show, and we share in that burden to try and help him pray to have the Adoptive Training Center become a ministry that they can participate in. You're loving on Clint and on those people. Yeah. That's a great thing, man.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Excellent job. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so here's the dealio. So I want to tell you what happened. So I'm in the going back to what I was saying. So I'm in. I pray in the tub. You don't have to think much more. I pray in the tub. And then the dog is by me. And the reason I do that is because in case something happens, I need to have somebody tell me that the door's ringing. So I make sure the dog's not far away. So I'm sitting there and I was thinking about this. Now, folks, I'm gonna say something to you that you're gonna know it's true, but I'm gonna have to read it to you to kind of verify. So for years and years, over 35 years, I've been teaching about Adam and Eve in the garden in their moment with the Lord. And if you'll remember, and most of the time, especially if you look at the New Testament, it's pretty simple. When Adam ate from the fruit, you know, the Lord shows up. And then as you understand the story, he points to Eve. When God asks Eve, she points to Satan. The snake. I mean, that's not complex. So for years, I've been teaching about in humanity how we don't like to take personal responsibility. That is absolutely true. There's nothing that's changed there whatsoever. However, after reading through this verse, it's Genesis 3:12, by the way, I realized that Adam said something that I had not caught on all the other translations. And here's what he said, when God said, "What'd you do?" He said this. The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit." Another translation. It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit. It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit. The woman you gave me, she gave me the fruit. Before Adam blamed Eve, he blamed God.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
He goes, "The woman you gave me, she made me do this." Yeah. Okay? Now, here's the thing I want you to catch. Adam does a kind of an interesting step here. He goes, "You gave her to me, and she messed it up for me." Okay? So Adam is still not taking any personal responsibility, totally dodging, totally going the other direction, just like when I knocked over the red punch crystal light on our white carpet, and it's going all over the carpet. And I start yelling at my wife to get a towel, right? Because, right, I didn't knock it over. Satan knocked it over. And I need her to help me combat Satan because I'm not taking personal responsibility for my hand hitting the glass and knocking over the crystal light on the white carpet for which we did not recover our deposit. So the bottom line in that is personal responsibility. Man, it's in our nature to avoid it. Okay, it's in our sinful nature, I should say, to avoid it. But Adam blamed God first, then Eve,
sure,
when he said, "You gave her to me. This woman, I've got nine." I can tell you, Clint can look at it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 12 different translations right in front of me. Every one of them. "The woman you gave to me." It's just like, he's like going, "You did this."
Yeah.
And see, the problem there is that it's hard for us to go through a process. All of humanity has this willingness to blame God all the time. It's amazing that people who are anti-God still blame God. It's the weirdest thing. It's like these atheists are, "Well, why would the Lord let that happen? Or why did God let that happen?" It's like, I thought you didn't believe in God. How did this even come up? And so this spirit, this attitude, this disposition we have in our old nature is one of redirecting so that we don't have to be responsible or do anything for it. And I'm reading that, I'm going, well, I know that Adam blamed Eve, but first he blamed God. And then I was guilty because Amen. I realized how often I do that. I'll blame something, but in the forefront of that thought, It's you let this happen, God. Mm-hmm. You're the creator of all things. It starts with you. And it's like, that's exactly what Adam did.
Mm-hmm.
You gave her to me. And it's like, wait. So my
good catch.
I mean, is that right? Yeah, you catch that and you go, wow, I can't believe I've been doing that. And then you think, well, nobody really blames God. Oh, yes, you do. You're, in fact, your fallen nature is exactly exactly what your fallen nature does. So here's the best solution for blaming God. Don't.
Fair.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop that. Remember when they'll show cartoons and the dog will do something and then they roll up the newspaper and they hit the dog in the nose and they say stop, stop, stop. Okay. Stop that. Stop it. Okay. Just knock it off. Because it's not God's fault. In fact, every breath you take is a gift. And instead of complaining about anything, we should be thanking him for every breath and step we take. We have our problems with one another, and we have our problems with issues in ourselves, and we have this, and we have this. Do you realize that you get to even say you have a problem? Isn't that awesome? You're so lucky.
Common grace.
Yeah. You might. Maybe you would never have existed. Then what would you complain about? Okay. Is this, you see where I'm going with that? Mm. I know you guys get that. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So tomorrow I'm going to be teaching about Nebuchadnezzar. That should be fun. And then on Thursday, I think we're doing our expository teaching on the last portion of Ephesians chapter 1. So I want you to get ready for it. We want to thank our caller for answering the trivia. We want to thank Clint and Mr. Restore for doing such an excellent job of coming in and hanging out with us. Don't forget, you can go to davidspoonmedia.com to access any of our sponsors. That's really important for you to know. And this podcast will, or this show will be podcast and up on the air in probably about 24 hours or something like that. I didn't even get to say hi to Wonder Julie. Hi. Bye. 1 minute means I gotta go. Love you all. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.